Anyone who's lived on a tight budget knows that cutting costs can be challenging. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So what happens when these budget issues occur on a governmental level? On a different note, summer's nearly here in North America. That means ministries are prepping for summer outreach. We'll get to that story in just a moment. But first, another Mediterranean nation is drowning in debt. Public debt is 150% of Lebanon's GDP, and severe budget cuts are in the works to save the economy from falling apart. At the same time, a nationwide strike is underway as public sector workers are protesting the most austere budget in Lebanon's history. It's starting to look a lot like Greece. But Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adams says there's at least one silver lining.
If you can come in as a faith-based NGO and you can relieve the pressure of the poorer class off the government looks on you favorably. You're not taking away from resources. You're providing help.
One quarter, or 25% of Lebanese citizens, live in poverty, according to the Borgen Project.
What used to be the middle class in Lebanon is now becoming the poorer class, and the poorer class is living at the extreme poverty line.
Millions of refugees further complicate the issue, but it doesn't stop Heart for Lebanon from meeting the needs of both populations in Jesus' name.
Yes, we've got a huge problem, and yes, this needs some political answer at some level, but while they're here, we have an opportunity to share with them the love of Christ.
Visit us online for the full report, and please, pray for wisdom.
How do you say yes to this one and no to that one when it's growing by the day? You've got to have wisdom.
Next, Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock recently led training in Russia. Mock tells us that training was part of the Reach Russia Now initiative.
Reach Russia Now is kind of a broad title that basically is an intensive effort to reach unreached villages. It includes compassion ministry, supporting churches as they reach out to those in need, churches reaching out to orphanages. It is helping gospel missions where we're helping groups from churches to go out to unreached villages. And then it also includes training.
During the visit, SGA-supported pastors took a look at the what and the how of practical theology.
Practical theology is further training to take the theological understanding that we have and apply it to a human heart. It's one thing for someone to ask, can I explain the gospel to them? It's another thing for a person to say, I just lost my child. What does God's word have to say about that?
The Reach Russia Now initiative could use your support. Start by praying for the ministry and for God's guidance in their work. Then learn more about this story and how to help at missionnews.org. And last week, we talked about the upcoming Warrior Leadership Summit with On Eagle's Wings, a week for Native American young people to have fun and hear about the gospel. After the summit, a Native missions team will launch their Summer of Hope outreach. They'll visit several Native American communities to make connections and share their own hope stories in Christ. Brad Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says they're already covering Summer of Hope in prayer.
We'll have some unique challenges this summer that will make this a summer where prayer is really needed, where we get to see hope break through. For instance, the place we'll start this summer, there's over 80% unemployment and 68% live below the poverty level. The average life expectancy is 49 years old.
Please intercede with them in prayer for Summer of Hope.
We asked some of our team members after last year, just what's one way the Summer of Hope has changed you? And they're telling us things like, it ignited the desire and enthusiasm to reach my own people. One other that just really speaks to my heart is OEW has strengthened me and taught me to forgive. And those are just some of the things that people are helping make happen. Even though they can't be out on the front lines with the warriors, they can help send these team members to make a difference and to have this life change.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.